In a moment, I will be speaking from First Letter of Corinthians, chapter 14. First Corinthians, chapter 14. I was speaking on an interesting subject this morning, which should get your attention. I'm speaking on the subject of tongues or languages. Now, in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 15 through 18, is that great commission which the Lord gave to the apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel. The commission given to the apostles to preach the gospel. Well, the apostles were plain ordinary men. Most all of them were plain fishermen, unlearned men, going into other countries to preach the gospel, other countries which spoke other languages. Languages which they did not know. The apostles were men from Galilee. They knew one language. And they were going throughout the world preaching the gospel to a people who spoke different languages. They had no time to learn those languages. So the Lord gave them and others, there were some others after them, gave them special gifts. Special gifts. The immediate knowledge of other languages, along with healing and some other things. All of this was before God's Word was complete. God's Word was being written. And so these things were needed to open doors wherever they went to preach the gospel. We don't need these things now. We have a Bible. We have a more sure word of prophecy, Peter said. Whereunto you do well to take heed. The scriptures and the man who preaches and teaches God's word is proof that he's sent by God. But before, these apostles and others had these special gifts, knowledge of languages and miracles and so forth, to open doors to them to preach the gospel. That was the sole purpose of them knowing these tongues or languages. Now, these were languages previously unknown to them, specific languages, not an undiscernible language, but specific languages. And this all began back in Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost, which many people have heard of. At Pentecost, the gathering of the apostles and many people from all over the world came to Jerusalem to attend the Feast of Pentecost. And I'm reading Acts chapter 2, it says in verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Now the word tongue is language, and they began to speak with other tongues. Well, down in verse 7, it says they were all amazed, that is, the people who heard them were amazed and marveled, saying, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How do we hear every man in our own tongue or language? Now, there were Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, and Egypt, parts of Libya and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes, Arabians. And it says in verse 11, they said, we do hear them, that is, these Galileans, we hear them speak in our tongues, the wonderful works of God. So in other words, all of these different people from different nationalities heard these Galileans speak in their language the wonderful works of God, and that being the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the chief principal work of God, work of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what these men were sent to preach through all the world. And so they did. A specific message in the language of all the people. And they heard them. They heard what they were saying. They understood what was being said to them. It wasn't a mystery or a secret to anyone, but they all heard them in their language. Now listen to me, people. You listen to me carefully. There are many pretenders today. Vain babblers is what they are, that speak nonsense, that speak a ridiculous gibberish, trying to impress people that they have some kind of special gift or anointing, speaking in undiscernible words that they made up. They're liars. These men and women are liars. They're forgers. They're just like Pharaoh's sorcerers trying to imitate the miracles of Moses. Did you hear me? They're a bunch of liars, pretenders. Now, how do I know? Well, number one, they're not preaching the gospel of God's sovereign grace as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not preaching the gospel. What they're saying is an undiscernible gibberish or babbling that they don't understand, nor does anyone else. And that's not scriptural. It's not according to Scripture. Now, if you want to turn with me, we'll look at it. 1 Corinthians 14 is where we find a chapter which speaks a great deal on tongues or languages. 1 Corinthians 14, the Apostle Paul is the writer, and he says, "Follow after love, that is charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy." Desire gifts, but only to prophesy. Prophesy has always been a word for preach, or to reveal things to some who have not previously understood, to reveal the truth to some. Now he says in verse 2, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue." Now, before we go any further, if you have a King James Bible and you look at it, every mention of the word tongue is preceded by unknown, the word unknown. And it's that word is in italics. If you have a King James Bible, an original King James, I don't mean a new King James, a new international, any of that stuff. I mean the King James. You'll find the word unknown is in italics. That means it was added by the translators, meaning it was not in the original text. So the fact of the matter is that the language, the tongue, that are being spoken of here are not completely unknown, that is, unknown by anyone. Because over in verse 10 of this chapter, it says, I'm reading verse 10, it says, "There are many voices, many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification." That is, there's no voice without a particular sound. No voice, no words that somebody does not understand them. So, tongues here, the language is not some gibberish or babbling that somebody made up to impress people. But languages, all right? I read on. Verse 2, it says, "Now he that speaketh in an unknown," or speaketh in a language, unknown by some, "speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." What he's saying is, if a man speaks in a language that other people do not know, they don't understand him. He understands himself. If he knows that language, and I believe the apostles, I'm convinced the apostles knew what they were saying, what they were preaching in whatever language it was. But now, the people who did not know that language, they didn't understand what they were saying. Howbeit the apostles did, they knew what they were saying. Like a man now who speaks a language you don't understand, he can speak it and say things, mysteries that he himself understands, but you don't. Verse 3, he goes on to say, "But he that prophesieth," or that is preacheth, "speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort." That is, the person who stands up to preach has one thing in mind. That is the prophet, the exhortation, the edification, the comfort. He wants people to understand him. He's not trying to impress people. He wants people to understand the truth, which will set them free from fellows who are trying to impress people. Oh, no, he that preaches, and that's what this is all about. That's what Paul said in verse 1, desire that you may preach, desire to learn a language that you may preach, because these gifts were being given back then for the sake of preaching the gospel all over the world to people in languages they did not know and languages they did not have time to learn. The gospel had to go out. Now, verse 3 says, "He that preaches speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort." That's the whole purpose. Verse 4 says, he that speaketh in another language edifieth himself, but he that preaches now, he edifies the church. If a person is just speaking in a language that he knows, well, he can understand what he's saying or praying or whatever. If it's to himself, that's one thing. But if it's before others and they don't understand it, it's of no profit whatsoever. El que habla en lengua extraña, a sí mismo se edifica. Pero el que profetiza, edifica a la iglesia. Did you understand what I just said? I was speaking in Spanish. I just quoted that verse in Spanish. Now, to the average person or someone who does not know Spanish, that was of no profit, no value. I did not comfort or edify or exhort you in any way. You did not understand what I was saying. But to the person who spoke Spanish, they understood what I was saying. I hope they did. My Spanish is not that good. But here's the whole point. Preaching is for the purpose of being understood. Now, he says in verse 5, I would that all of you spoke with other languages. Why? But that you prophesy, that you might preach. Now, he says down in verse 6, brethren, if I come to you speaking of languages, what shall I profit you except I speak to you by revelation or by knowledge or prophesy or by doctrine? Or in other words, what profit is it if you don't understand what I'm saying? Verse 7, things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is pipe? He goes on to say, if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? He says, even things without life-giving sound, that is, instruments, if they're not played in tune, if they're not played, if a certain music or tune or melody is not played, it's of not no value to anyone. Nobody understands what's being said or played, that is. It's of no value. It's noise. But now, and he says, if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? In other words, back in the old days in the army, they used to play, was it revelry? Is that the name of it? Went to awaken the troops in the morning and used to play taps at night to put them to sleep. Well, what if a fella got up in the morning and played taps? You see what he's saying? If a trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? So it is. These charlatans out there giving babbling around to impress people, they're not saying anything. They're not sent by God. They're trying to impress you. The only purpose for language is to preach the gospel to those in another language. He says in verse 9, except you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what's spoken? You're just speaking into the air. There are many kind of voices, he said, none of them without signification. And I hope this has been enlightening to you on this subject of tongues or languages. Don't believe these people. Don't fall for them. You believe the man is preaching the truth, preaching the gospel. You believe him. Don't fall for these others that are merely trying to draw away disciples after themselves. Well, I've been true to God's word, and I hope you've heard it, and I hope it's been some profit to you. Until next Sunday, good day.